Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It is Tuesday, the 24th day of April 2012. And on this 24th edition, we've got a jam-packed broadcast lined up for you. Lou Rockwell of LouRockwell.com is going to be joining us. Always informative. We'll talk Ron Paul, election 2012, Mitt Romney, Barack Obama, the incredible police state developments, CISPA. And the big announcement that we're going to be covering is our top story when we come back in the next segment. Drones over your neighborhood, the FBI, the Air Force, the Army, the state police, drones watching you. Not just drones, boys and girls, blimps. Because the blimps are exempt from the FAA. The NSA does whatever it wants. And we have a map of the United States, and these are just the registered flights. And you can see where they are across the United States. So we're going to be breaking that down, and that dovetails with the Twilight Zone publication now. Forbes, more and more. I mean, last week it was burn down the homes of people that don't want to pay Al Gore money and don't believe carbon dioxide's evil. And don't believe it's a deadly nerve gas, basically. They said find out where we live and take our property or burn our houses down. And they've also got articles about how, well, Bill Gates is a hero because he wants to forcibly inoculate you and wants death panels. That was the headline. Bill Gates a hero. Donald Trump a zero because Donald Trump's like, yeah, my employees take the shot. Their kids have convulsions and then have autism. Something's going on here. It's happened to a bunch of my friends. Autism's exploded. And they're like, shut up. Shut up. Shut up. Bill Gates is a hero. You are a zero. They talk to the public like that. Hero loves death panels. Is actually has some humanity and is worried about 1 in 50-something having autism from 1 in 25,000 a few decades ago. Zero. And that's what Bill Gates is telling you in that TED TV speech. He said, we're going to cut carbon output from humans down to zero. We're going to reduce population, and the crowd starts laughing, and Bill Gates releases mosquitoes and goes, we're going to forcibly inoculate you even if you don't like it, and releases mosquitoes. Then they weren't laughing. Because that's all the joke with these control freaks. We're going to put stuff in your food. We're going to put stuff in your water. We're going to jack your vaccines. We're going to release mosquitoes in the U.S. to forcibly inoculate you. And then it turns out he's on record paying hundreds and hundreds of publications to say he is a superhero. ABC News, London Guardian. It even says on the articles, this is paid for by a grant. And then the articles are all, he's a superhero. That's his little non-threatening thing, is he's Superman, he's Green Lantern. The gimmick they have for his partner in wickedness, I'm ranting, I have a lot of other news to get to. Is holding up an ice cream cone. Hi, I'm Warren Buffett. I want to raise your taxes. I'm the biggest recipient of your tax money and bailouts. Ice cream. Couldn't be threatening. Get in the car, little girl. Got ice cream. Got a puppy. I'm Warren Buffett. I mean, it is so sick. Look, he's a superhero. Hey, kids, get in the van. Look, Bill Gates is dressed up like Superman. You know he's not bad. And me, I'm the ice cream man. I mean, you cannot make up the creepiness of these people. And I keep saying, I want to do that newscast compilation where we've got him saying, kill grandma, death panels are good, reduce carbon down to zero, releasing mosquitoes. Him on Lair News Hour and on PBS, Bill Moyers saying he loves Planned Parenthood, his dad headed it up, get rid of the population. I want to take it all. And then the articles about him in secret meetings with the global elite to reduce population, Times of London. I want to show all that. I mean, I really want to show you just how evil this piece of filth is.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
All whey protein powders are not created equal. Fresh liquid whey has been used for hundreds of years to restore health to the sick and youth to the aging. Why is it that no one reports these benefits from today's whey protein powders? It is because they are all processed with heat or chemicals, which damages the protein and amino acids, making them allergy-causing or toxic to your body. One World Whey's True Cool process retains all the powerful properties of fresh raw whey in a concentrated powder. My name is Stephen Huer. As a degreed nutritionist, my goal is to make you healthy in as short a time and as affordably as possible. One World Whey is speeding up the process of helping people get healthy and is replacing the need for many other supplements, making it more affordable. To learn how One World Whey may help you with fat loss, the elimination of inflammation and pain, detoxification of heavy metals, intestinal health, brain function, and increases in strength, energy, and muscle size, call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hey, meat eaters! The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
It is Tuesday, 24th day of April, 2012. And we are going to be here for the next 3 hours. Lou Rockwell, always informative, will be joining us on a host of issues in the third hour. We're going to have wide open phones yet again for first-time callers today on any subject you'd like to discuss. But let me get to some news first before I start going to your phone calls and giving out the number. Here's today's TSA federal takeover news. Weeping four-year-old girl accused of carrying a gun by TSA officers. They're not officers, but so what? After she hugged her grandmother while passing through security. Yeah, it's all about shouting at you. It's all about making you think that you're bad. It's all about getting in your face. That's what this is all about. And I see this all the time. And they don't even care if the shampoo bottle is the right size. They're always changing the rules so they can yell at you. It's about getting non-criminal people accustomed to being treated like prison inmates, because the New World Order model is turn everything into a cashless society, totally surveilled police state. That's from the Daily Mail. More news on the TSA front. TSA leaves note telling passenger to go to hell. Scrawled comment on complaint form. Scrawled comment on complaint form after agents tampered with luggage. And they had the proper type of locks, but it doesn't matter. They were angry and, you know, broke those off and then told them, go to hell. A lot of times they write notes about how they like a date or, hey, nice marijuana in your bag, leave it in there, if they're not robbing your bags. And, of course, now they put on the news Hollywood stars, TV stars, public figures being groped, their breasts being grabbed, their children being groped, to turn it into a gladiatorial spectacle for everyone. All part of converting us from land of the free, home of the brave, to freedom is a pervert molesting your family. That is the new American flag should be replaced with a pot belly groping a child. I mean, that should be it, the pedophile states of America. I'm serious. I mean, that's what we've become. We need to admit how pathetic this is and reject it. And that's starting to happen. But we've got to fully reject their criminal activity. By the way, the U.S. has gotten so bad that historic wave of Mexican immigration at a standstill report says illegals are leaving at a record rate and the increase has slowed to now a standstill. Well, that's because the U.S. is in a depression. That's because the U.S. is falling apart. That's because the cheap labor lowered Mexican standard of living in Mexico and lowered the U.S. until the U.S. is a burnout husk, and what's left of our tax money is paid to General Motors to move to China to build the Volts and Cadillacs there, and to Brazil, and to Mexico, and to Eastern Europe. You paid 20-plus billion of the bailout to move the factories. Let me say that again. And now the factories are opening. And what's the new scholarship? A Homeland Security official. What's the new job? Prison guard. That's the new economy. There's a story that's up at drudgereport.com, again from the Daily Mail, that points out that drones launched by Texas State University, FBI, Gadsden Police Department, Georgia Tech Research Institute, Kansas State, U.S. Air Force, Arlington Police Department, U.S. Army, DOD, DHS, Department of Homeland Security, against the American people. And we have a map of that we can put up on screen if you're watching at prisonplanet.tv. But everybody is freaking out about this, and you should. But what's exempt is actual NSA drones. And what's exempt is the solar-powered blimps that are up in the edge of the atmosphere at over 100,000 feet that the news media, ABC News and others, knows not to tell you it's a blimp. Larry King and ABC, I've played the clips here, just look it up. ABC, you know, covers UFO over Salt Lake. It's a blimp, a giant blimp, roughly two times the size of the Goodyear blimp. And it has propellers on it and engines and solar arrays on the side, and they say that they believe it's aliens, and Larry King said it was aliens over Dallas, and it was a blimp. Because you can't say it's a giant secret government blimp. So that'd be like if you saw a biplane fly by with the Red Baron on the side, the Iron Cross, and it had surveillance cameras, the news would say it's an alien from planet Gobblesnap with a reptoid flying it, because you couldn't have surveillance. That doesn't exist in the free country. So, it's ET. CNN, ABC, other newscasts as well, but I played both those here, where they go, what is it? Giant cigar-shaped craft. It's surveillance drones. I even went and looked up where the contracts were paid in the late 90s and then in the early 2000s, and when they launched some, it was actually on MSNBC. That it was a blimp. But still, when I have national media call me, they say, you believe in these blimps. And I'm like, yeah, let me show you. And they're like, no, we're not going to look. We just want to ask you, do you believe they exist? Now, that national media here repeatedly, and I go, but I want to show you the blimp. And they go, no, it's your opinion. Why do you believe in these blimps? Why do you believe the bad men are coming? Remember Jesse Ventura when he went to that congressman with the Emergency Centers Establishment Act with all the FEMA camps and the funding? And he goes, I'd like to know about this bill. And he goes, the bill where the green aliens come out of the big machines and eat me? Ventura goes, no, the bill. And he goes, do you mean with the one with the aliens? And Ventura looks at him and says, no, here's the bill. Here's the bill number. And he goes, I do remember that bill. And then it was so embarrassing for him when the hoax was shown. Homeland Security threatened Time Warner, and they removed that show and erased it off your DVRs. Again, this is the globalist operation. There's no world government, but you're announcing it in hundreds of papers. It still isn't there. And the American Psychological Association has put out a new psychological designation last year where if you believe in a world government, you're mentally ill. Doesn't matter if you're reading it out of The Economist and out of Time Magazine, Newsweek, all of them announcing bankers are going to run everything. You'll pay your carbon taxes to them. Global government, global banker. It doesn't exist. Okay. Do you mean Mr. Governor, the aliens that come out of machines and eat me? And he's like, no, I'm talking about this bill. And he goes, doesn't exist. I control reality. Hey, here's the blimps. Here's the funding for them. Doesn't exist. Hey, here's the reports that all these major vaccines have cancer viruses in them, and here's the numbers of the massive increase in cancer. No, the government's nice. Hey, the TSA is violating laws and aren't even bonded police sticking their hands down your pants. You can't do that. The body scanners give you cancer. No, they don't. They're good for you. John Hopkins says, really, the head of John Hopkins says their report says the opposite. You're lying. We don't grope. There's no radiation. You're lying. We don't strip search old women. You're lying. No, we're not extremists. DHS uses wartime mega camera to watch border. There's one of the blimps. Yeah, usually when they do admit the blimps and stuff, that's a little one. It's just for the border. That's just a World War I style hydrogen or helium system that they use with cameras today. They used to put spotters up in them for artillery direction. That's an artillery direction blimp that they've rigged for the when they put on these little shows for the border. So my point is everybody's freaking out about the drones, but what about the blimps and the satellites? I mean, rockets are going off every week with new satellites, some of them giant payloads. Some of these spy satellites are so big they've got to use Russian boosters to get them into orbit. And they're the size of two or three school buses up there. Amateur astronomers have used their telescopes and even amateur radio telescopes. There's big platforms up in space, things that make the – see, they've gotten rid of the space shuttle program because it's a 1930s idea of Wernher von Braun, the Nazi, who then became one of the heads of NASA, who was the head of development. Launched in the early 80s, 30-something years ago, that's just the public space program. And now that you're not into it anymore, they're like, we don't have a space program, go to sleep. The real space program, 80-plus percent of it, has always been a clandestine program and belongs to the bankers with our money. And so that's all that's happening now. Since you're not into the fake space program, and the $300 toilet seats and $700 hammers that is really being used for the black site government. Since you don't even care about it anymore, they're just like, hey, Congress, we're not going to tell you what's at the NSA base. We're not going to tell you what's in the PDD 51. And we're not going to tell the public either. So sit down and shut up, and we're going to shoot your kids up even if you say no. Is that clear? You will take the shot. You will die of cancer. And the illegals are, like, leaving in many cases because America is collapsing. But they lie to us and say, oh, America is wonderful. The economy has turned around. Yeah, 20-plus billion to ship General Motors to China and Brazil and Mexico and three different Eastern European countries. Man, it's great, isn't it? Everything's fine. There's nothing wrong with that picture. We just don't grasp how it's a great idea. The globalists they openly said they wanted to wreck our economy in post-industrial and teach us their enemy by destroying our economy and then inducting us into socialism, just like France is going into deeper socialism right now. When socialism did to France what's happened to it, it's the same thing. Oh, that cyanide's making you sick? Here, let's shovel some more in your mouth. When we come back, whites all over the country are having their heads knocked in, and the media won't even say it's black people doing it when it is. The race war is on. Devil Whitey is getting what he deserves.
I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just three of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hey there, you've reached Claire. Leave me a message.
Claire, it's Ann. Hey, you know that hormone balancing product we talked about before? The all natural one. Ambrin? Well, I gotta tell you this. Not only did Ambrin stop my hot flashes, but since I started the Ambrin program, I have lost so much weight. Seriously, even my belly fat, it's gone. I haven't been this thin in years. I feel great. Give me a call.
The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, it can be practically impossible to lose weight. Ambrin restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall off. Yes, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Ambrin eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging too. So with your hormones in balance, you can feel great and finally lose the weight. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply. Free. Call 1-800-510-3558. That's 1-800-510-3558. 1-800-510-3558.
Are you storing food? Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. Stretch your fuel storage by harnessing the power of the sun with a sun oven. Food can be baked, boiled, or steamed at temperatures of 360 to 400 degrees with the power of the sun. You can use the sun for 50 to 80% of your cooking, allowing you to preserve your fuel storage for rainy days. Sun-baked foods stay moister and have less shrinkage and do not burn. Sun-baked roasts are tastier and more succulent, and sun-baked bread has unparalleled taste and texture. Water can be heated in a sun oven for purification or personal hygiene. For the past 26 years, sun ovens have been proudly made in the U.S. They're durable, have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/radio. That's sunoven.com/radio.
We've got to get out of our trance and realize just how crazy this tyranny has gotten. You know something? The media, MSNBC especially, NBC, editing the George Zimmerman tape to make it sound like he hated black people, hyping all this up, Jesse Jackson, all these people, they've got a job to get the American people fighting with each other instead of fighting with the globalists, instead of waking up to what's happening. This is a false flag. And I see articles every day now where white people at parks are having their head beat in, and there'll be a footnote in the article or at fairs or on their front porches. There'll be little footnotes that, well, yes, witnesses said it was a group of 20 or 30 black people doing it to a white person who begged and pleaded. And in some cases, the people are dying later. And the police will not even say the race in their report. That is mind control. Again, because the system wants white guilt, not to try to empower and build up black people. Well, they want to keep them right where they are on the government reservation, the government plantation. But so they can say, you're guilty white people. Now support socialism and gun bans. Support world government. You're bad. Pay carbon taxes. That's what all this guilt's about. This is a guilt system making you guilty so you'll do what the New World Order wants. Look at this article right here. This is from WKRG News. Man beaten by mob in critical condition. Mobile police need your help to catch a mob that beat Matthew Owens so badly. Funny, when you're looking for a mob, they won't even say the race. Listen, so badly. I guess if it's a white guy, you can't say it either. Like, well, what color are the suspects? We cannot say. Just we're looking for some people. It actually gets into that in the article. Mobile police need your help to catch a mob that beat Matthew Owens so badly that he's in critical condition. Well, he's white. He deserves to die. What the Black Panthers say? Time to burn down America. Time to start killing some crackers. It turned out the Justice Department was in those protests leading them. The Justice Department that ships guns into Mexico to kill 2,000-plus Mexicans, hundreds of Americans, and six police officers, bare minimum, three of them Border Patrol agents. You mean they want to start a race war so they can pose and have Obama come out and say, now we all need to be friends here. Even though Trayvon looks like my son. You mean those 12-year-old photos the media shows? Not the ones with him being a big man with a gold grill and all the rest of it? And then the black neighbor witness of Zimmerman's head bouncing up and down off the ground that Martin came over to him? Or the edited tape? I mean, regardless of who's at fault here, if I see somebody walking around in the neighborhood, I'm not going to come out of my house and start following them. I think that was stupid. But the point is, why is the media hyping this? Because they want a race war. Because this is an enemy media. MSNBC definitely is. I mean, you talk about anti-freedom, talk about manipulative, talk about trying to have a globalist spring in America, race war spring. Now to the chaos poses the saviors. According to police, Owens fussed at some kids playing basketball in the middle of Del Mar Drive about 8:30 Saturday night. They say the kids left and a group of adults returned, armed with everything but the kitchen sink. Police tell News 5 the suspects used chairs, pipes, and paint cans to beat Owens. Must not be very tough. I mean, one man can kill somebody pretty easy. Of course, I guess he almost did kill him, but wow, how pathetic. You know, crowds of people can never, I've noticed, hurt somebody bad. It's one-on-one where the real fighting gets done. Owens' sister, Ashley Parker, saw the attack. Can't listen to her. She's a white devil, though. It was the scariest thing I have ever witnessed, Parker says, that 20 people, all African-American, attacked her brother on the front porch of his home using brass knuckles. Well, that's why the guy should have had a gun in there. Come to my door with brass knuckles. I don't care what color you are. You're going home in a body bag. Parker says, I bet this guy's a liberal. Again, it's always liberals that get beat up. I mean, somebody comes in here, and I got a gun right here. I mean, it's like, goodbye. You're leaving the planet. Attack. See, watch what happens. Parker says 20 people, all African-American, attacked her brother on the front porch of his home using brass knuckles, paint cans, and anything they could get their hands on. Police will only say multiple people are involved. Of course, you know, police are like, help us find out who did it. Oh, well, what color are the suspects? I'm sorry. Well, are they Oriental, Asian, Hispanic, Inuit, Northern European, Jewish, Muslim, Arabic, Irish? We just can't say. Just okay, but there's some people, and we can't say. We can't say. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Right now, the average family spends one-fourth of their income on food. It's time to cut your food budget in half by using the best, most affordable food on the planet from eFoods Direct. The savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. Serve these delicious meals to your family tonight for a quick and easy dinner for about $1.25 a serving, compared to over $3 a serving for any other food. This food is compact, making it easy to store some away, and will be just as delicious in 25 years as the ones you cook tonight. Is it affordable? Absolutely. The new Alex Jones Family Pack saves you up to 50% compared to other food storage companies. See the comparison at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. My friends, as crazy as this world is today, you'd be nuts to not get a storable food supply. Give eFoods Direct a call and order one of the Alex Jones Family Packs and test it out today. Start your journey of food independence today at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Take charge of your health. Get all natural innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day with all-natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
MSNBC, now that they think they've demonized Ron Paul and they think that he won't win the Republican nomination, they're trying to gain credibility by reporting what is a fact. Ron Paul did, in fact, win Iowa and Minnesota after recounts. That was a dead giveaway whenever Karl Rove went on Fox and said, some trucks with the ballots didn't get delivered. So we met behind closed doors with the top officials. And we decided that it would be Mitt Romney and then Santorum and then Paul. I mean, that's called hiding it in plain view. We decided to drop by your house and beat your head in with a baseball bat. So he really won Maine. That's even the New York Times admits that. I mean, he won Maine. But the Republican officials say we're not giving it to you. He won Iowa. He won Minnesota. And see, that was all early on. He would have gained the momentum. He was the front runner, and they kept saying, he can't win, he can't win, no one wants him. Forget he's winning the straw polls and scientific polls. He's going to lose, he's going to lose, he's going to lose. He can't win. And then when he started winning, they had to steal those. Then it began. Well, I guess he isn't going to win. Well, that's funny. All I see is Ron Paul stickers. He's got 10, 1,000 or more people at all his rallies, and Mitt Romney can't even get 500, and Newt Gingrich can't even get 50 people, and Santorum can only get about 100. Well, wow, it's just weird. And he gets all the military donations, 70%+, and you know, you really have thought, but I guess. And then as they stole all the states, Nevada, he clearly won, but we can't 100% prove that. We know, and now they admit it, he won Iowa, he won Maine, he won Minnesota. It's now admitted. But it's like back of the paper, see, up front, they didn't want you to know he wasn't just a contender. He was your president. He would have gotten the nomination. He would have defeated Obama. They probably would have put a bullet in him. And he was ready for that. He said he's ready to go all the way. But by going through the process, showing the cheating, showing the manipulation, we show the emperor is butt naked. He's not wearing a fine coat. And he educates people on the Federal Reserve, and we win. And he'll be at UT this Thursday. I bet there's 10,000 people out there. I know I'll have news crews out there. And, you know, his son was able to win because he won by all the polls showed 15, 17 points or so. Bill Clinton went and campaigned against him. His numbers went up. They tried to block him out of early debates. You know, the Republicans went after him and the Democrats went after him. But Kentucky had such a landslide that they let Rand Paul in. That there's still some places where it can happen. You know, where Ron Paul's won congressional seat before by over 80%. Polls are showing he's getting 80%+. He wins by 61. You see, they can only steal him right now when it's 5-10 points. Past that, and I've had top election fraud experts on from every angle. The Collier brothers before they died, the Collier brothers' one of the Collier brothers' daughter, all the investigators, Bev Harris, on and on and on. I went and worked at elections in state elections, what, in 94, 96, 2000. I was there. I saw Pat Buchanan winning Travis County. He got, I think it was like 3-4%, I forget, on the news at the end of the night. He won Arizona. That fraud came out. Pat Buchanan was who people wanted to run against Bill Clinton. And the system's like, no, we're going to run a corpse. We're going to run Bob Dole, and he's going to take a fall. I mean, it would be like putting a 10-year-old child in the ring with Mike Tyson. And they did it. It was a Don King fight. It was totally rigged. And you know what? Don King ran enough rigged fights. People don't watch him anymore. Pay-per-view's a joke. A new sport came along that was real and not rigged. And I'll tell you, UFC is not rigged at all. And it's wildly popular like boxing used to be. Because there's five or six different groups competing, and competition with the different leagues brings reality. Monopolies brings stagnation. So, hey, Don King, you know, arrested for murder, all this stuff, gangsterism. People finally figured out these are staged fights. They weren't back during the Muhammad Ali days, but later they became rigged because they wanted to make even more on the rigged gambling than they were making on the pay-per-view. So you killed the golden goose. Globalism is the killing of the golden goose. Mafia insider cronyism is the death of everything good. And so we've got the clip. It's up at Infowars.com where Rachel Maddow, you know, admits, Mr. Maddow admits that Miss Maddow or Mrs. Maddow, whatever it is, or the guy from Saturday Night Live, Pat. The point is that they're now admitting it after they've done it. Oh, look, it was rigged. Like, you're not part of the rigging and the editing of tapes to make Zimmerman sound racist. I mean, you guys are caught, okay? Nobody's coming to your fights anymore. Nobody's watching you anymore. You're a shadow of your former self, and soon you'll be a memory of a shadow. You're gone. So try to shut the web down. Try to intimidate people. Blow up some more federal buildings and blame it on us. It isn't going to help you, New World Order. It is, and you know that. That's why Brzezinski's new book, he elaborates on what he said 2 years ago. He said the people are awake. They're aware of the elite. And there's a quote in there. You can pull it up because it's actually on the Amazon synopsis to paraphrase it, and this is almost exact, he said, 30 years ago, it was cheaper to just spend $1 million convincing people to go along with your program. Now it's cheaper just to pay $1 million to kill 1 million people. Guys, pull up the exact quote because I butchered that. I'm trying to get it exactly right. The point is, he said it's cheaper just to kill people now. So now they're like, yeah, we've been listening to you. Yeah, we're jacking the food and water. Yeah, we're building secret sites to arrest you. Yes, yes, we're federalizing everything. You better be scared. Okay. Oh, you like the little friendly mask? You know, you smell stench. You know, let me take the little dolly mask off, and they pull it off, and it's a skull with worms coming out and just rotten meat like a stinking dead buzzard. And they're like, you smell something? Oh, you don't trust me? You don't think I'm wearing this nice little dolly mask? Let me take that off for you. You're like, yeah, you smelled something. How is it looking at it? How you like it? You know, I was getting into the fact that the TSA is now screaming and grabbing four-year-olds who hug their grandma. I come up to the security line, and grandma's seeing you off, and you turn back. It's any excuse to jump on somebody, any excuse to teach you you're a slave. Their ads they put out say we want imperious employees. That means imperial, arrogant, hateful, laughing. And it's coming out that LAX and other airports in New York where the wealthy fly out, the stalkers are getting jobs, and they just have celebrations with celebrities. I've seen it. Well, I've been celebrated on. And they're just like, I've got rights. I'm going to grope you now. And they walk right up to those movie stars and supermodels, and they just grab them. And TMZ and Yahoo and all of them sit there and take the photos, and you just see them smiling and laughing, and you're Miss USA. I'm going in your pants. I mean, again, just the over-the-topness of this. And here it is. Weekly Standard. It's also in the National Journal. Homeland Security and State Department officials have now announced the war on terror is over. That's why they are working with Al-Qaeda. They're like, yeah, okay, we use Al-Qaeda now in Syria to blow up police stations and stuff, and we use them to take over Libya, and we kill 40,000, we line the blacks up and shoot them. But hey, Trayvon Martin, we really care about him. We care about black people a lot right now. Oh, and Obama said they're going to invade Uganda now because of COVID 2012. Told you that was State Department propaganda, and it's come out they funded it. That's okay if the head of it runs around naked on power trips. I mean, you know, we've had TSA workers in Maryland and in L.A. go crazy, get naked, and announce their God and start grabbing people. Because you're like, but that's crazy. That's what a narcissist does. These are people so brutish, so mindless, so scum-filled that they strip down naked and begin screaming their God. And that's what the head of Coney did. That's what they all do. And Mike Adams, of course, has put out a story. I was going to call Paul Watson this morning, but he didn't answer. He works out of England and say, hey, here's my angle here. The veritas, the truth, delivering the goods, cutting through the matrix right down to the core. But notice Mike Adams, he's in the truth wavelength, so he's written an article. It's at InfoWars.com right now. We'll put that headline back up there for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. The war on terror is over, and he links to all these articles. The war on terror is over. Obama administration announces war on terror is over. But the war on you and on your wife's genitals has just begun. And on your son's genitals. The pedophile training has just begun. Hey, you want $20 an hour to be on a power trip and put your hands on people? Only the most shuddered, brutish, unhappy, pathetic people. It runs the gamut. Power trips, control freaks, perverts, pedophiles. And it's whoever they want. They sit there and hit a button in the scanner. I've seen them do it. They admit they do it. Or on the x-ray system when they've got those going and they see a good-looking woman, I'm like, watch this every time I fly. You look at her, she's gorgeous. Watch this. I go, they're going to put her in the scanner to get a naked image, and then they're going to say it didn't work right. And we're sitting there getting coffee last time. I'm like, okay, watch. Okay, she did the scan. Okay, They're going to send a manager perv up. Watch this. Manager perv comes up, directs her over, makes her wait, and they're all excited. And the woman's not. And the woman's going, my God, this is a perv. Just like that big Israeli supermodel said. She said the woman was clearly a lesbian and was getting off on it. Just like Miss USA said the man was getting off on it. I mean, you know. It's not just, it's like the doctor. Who to the doctor? They wanted to check for hernias or whatever. And, you know, they go up under to check and have you cough. I mean, you would know. I mean, a doctor is just like a robot, does it. Still, it's weird. But you know when somebody's like, and they're all slob and they stink and they're looking at you going, this is my right. I'm about to have my right on you. And you're just like, is this really happening? It reminds me when I was in juvenile. And of course, I, you know, Monday got out, went to court and got released because they're like, we're going to incarcerate your son for this and you need to sign him over to adjudication. My dad's like, good, let's do the trial. We have witnesses. He was physically attacked before fighting back and putting the person in the hospital. Because, you know, you put somebody in a coma, you go to jail. So they got to figure out what's going on. And I'm sitting there and I'm in there 3 days. I'm going to jail Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And the perv guy, I'm like, hey, it's like Sunday. I go, I'm going to court tomorrow. Can I please? I'm talking to the, you know, the bars. It was plastic with little holes in it. And but the point is, and the guy's like, yeah, I'll give you a shower. Come on. I was like, well, thank you. So I just noticed, sir, people got showers yesterday. I'd like one. And he goes in there and he says, take your clothes off. We're going to have some fun. And I said, you know, A, I'm going to fight you. And if anything happens, you're going to get in trouble. Basically, I said, you're going to end up, well, the point is, and he said, fine, then, no shower for you. And it was a TSA person. I've already experienced somebody, oh, you're 14 years old. I got you in the shower. I mean, now you get there and it's like, I cannot fly because I can't go and say, here are my children. Here, have them. And then the men go, get over here, little girl, little boy. I've been looking forward to this for a long time. This is America. This is who we are. And now the TSA is training the police, as I told you they would do, because they said they would. They now go to the proms and say, we say it's okay. If we're here, we wave a magic wand. In fact, a listener was joking and mailed me a magic wand. The ladies in customer service have, well, you guys could get me the magic wand, please. Just run back and get it. Just say magic wand. Is it people seen the joke I do with our, you know, wave the imaginary piece of paper as it's a magic wand. And the TSA now shows up and says, yeah, on Houston buses, Dallas buses, just around where I live, here in Texas, we're here, you're now allowed to grope and search bags without warrants because they waved the magic Tinkerbell wand. And now at theme parks and places, they're starting the gropes. And, you know, I got talked into going through TSA one time with my children, and it did not go well. So now my wife understands why we can't travel. But see, the feds are like, you're not going anywhere. There's going to be checkpoints, and we're going to go in your pants. Thank you. A listener mailed me this. Man, Bear, Pig, Al Gore's magic wand, wave it a couple of times and you save the earth from CO2. Well, yeah, they're announcing Obama actually made sea levels start dropping. He said he would do that, and it happened. So now, but here it is. It's like there's laws against people touching your genitals on the outside or the inside, and these aren't even sworn bonded law enforcement officers, peace officers under law. The feds just say, magic wand. Congress is supposed to authorize war, but Obama says he has the UN doing it. Totally illegal. Doesn't matter. Magic tyranny wand. They've got spy satellites illegally watching us and CIA domestically illegally on the streets now. And they admit they're spying on us through appliances without warrants, and it's totally illegal. But General Petraeus, the head of the CIA, just says, hey, the Fourth Amendment ain't what it used to be. He actually said that. Magic wand. America's gone. America's gone. Just like magic wand. Oh, we're going to raise your property taxes, which we didn't have till 60 years ago, which turns your property into a rental. You rent from the government. Bye-bye. Cancer rates up 10,000+% in children. Magic wand. Take your shots. Your corn syrup full of mercury. Shows you the Washington Post. Oh, melamine's killing kids. It's in the baby formula. Wave a magic wand. FDA said last year, it's safe. Oh, the China is executing their people that got caught doing it, baby formula. Here they just go, Oh, DU's killing the troops? The government wouldn't allow the military to use it until 1991? Because it's so deadly in all their studies from the 50s, and they said it would kill the troops, soft kill? Hey, 1990, 91 comes around. Hey, watch this. Use it. Oh, it ignites going down the barrel and gives you a deadly dose? How you going to like that kidney failure? How you going to like that lung cancer? How you going to like sterility, massive birth defects? Hey, it's all right, because watch this. Oh, magic wand for radio listeners. I have a little Tinkerbell wand here. And you just like, hey, watch this. Hey, Bill Gates openly says he wants eugenics and to have death panels kill grandma. But he's a superhero and paid for product placement, propaganda placement. They call it behavior placement. Magic wand. He's a nice guy. Oh, hey, Warren Buffett's the biggest recipient of your tax money and banker bailout. And you know, supports paying with tax money to ship your jobs overseas. That's okay, because he has an ice cream cone. See, that's his magic wand. I'm a non-threatening old man. Oh, black uniforms, face scanning cameras, cashless society, dollar devaluation. Hey, there's a depression so bad the illegals are leaving. Hey, don't worry. Watch this. Oh, you just wave a magic trendy wand. Sodium fluoride giving you cancer? No problem.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
BePrepared.com is making deals in April because you need to be prepared now and you need to save. BePrepared.com is the official site of Emergency Essentials, a 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies. Everything from long-term food storage to emergency kits, water storage and filtration to alternative light and heat sources. What's on sale? Now through Monday, save 28% on a freeze-dried garden vegetable combo, which includes peas, corn, beans, cauliflower, celery, and onions. Save 33% on the Katadyn Hiker Micro Filter. New instant white rice as low as $8.49 and a 72-hour MRE food and water supply, a $72 value for only $49.99 and much more at BePrepared.com. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and our low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. Hurry, the BePrepared.com April sale ends next Monday. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
One of my friends, when I was listening right now, just IM'd me or texted me a photo he just took on Guadalupe Street in downtown Austin of a fellow with a tuned into 90.1, tuned into Alex Jones radio sign. That's the type of action people are taking against this. And it's a domino effect. As more people do it, there's going to be a cascading effect against tyranny. Speaking of cascading, I'm going to cover this later after we take calls for the entire next hour. Five Bill Gates top growth picks: McDonald's, Walmart, Comcast. Now, McDonald's has board members on it from Monsanto and buys GMO. And Bill Gates is also on the board of Monsanto and heavily invested. Same thing with Walmart, all these guys. And he calls his holding group Cascade. They know what they're doing. And this guy is a flaming eugenicist. So Aaron Dykes has got a blurb out on that. He's also got a big report out about AIDS virus, or the shell of the AIDS virus in biological, pharmacological crop corn. Because Aaron heard me talk about that from 8-9 years ago yesterday. He went and dug it up and has an article out at Infowars.com on that right now. It's in my stack. I'll be covering that later. There is so much I haven't even gotten to yet. But just getting back to this announcement, it's at Infowars.com. The war on terror is over. But the TSA, because, you know, Al-Qaeda is now good, we're told. You know, they've been given Libya. They're going to be given Syria. They've been given pretty much control over other areas like Egypt. And it's like, oh, no, they're good. The new terrorist, as they told us last year, is white Al-Qaeda, is domestic conservative libertarian returning veterans. And I told you 4 years ago that would be the new enemy, and they would segue to that. And now they've put out all these Homeland Security videos. Some of them are 30 minutes long. They're little mini documentaries, and every terrorist is a white person, and every person reporting them is a, quote, minority. And again, they've already taught you that all the brown people are terrorists. Now we're going to learn the white people are the terrorists. So we can all report each other, and they can edit tapes of people and try to get race wars going. While we're all attacked, all being fed GMO, all being chemtrailed, all having our future destroyed, all having our jobs shipped overseas, close to 49 million people now on food stamps, depression by every indicator, and we're going to have the media go, we're so upset about Trayvon Martin. If Zimmerman was a racist and shot him or whatever, and the police didn't have the right evidence, they couldn't do anything. Why have a race war when there's blacks killing blacks every day? But, oh, people don't care about that. By the way, there are these witnesses. He comes over to his car, starts beating him up, bloody head. Everything Zimmerman said has been true. I'm not saying Zimmerman wasn't a little... He wanted to be a cop. He couldn't become a cop, so he just became kind of a security guard, overzealous, calling 911 40-something times. And I've read the 911 transcripts. There's a white guy. He looks suspicious. He looks like he has a Slim Jim. There's a Hispanic guy. There's a white guy. There's a black guy. But again, they want us at each other's throats. I'm going to go out to break here with a new ad you're going to hear running on the network, and I hope you go to Infowars.com and take advantage. We have the lowest prices there with the coupon code WATER. You get an additional 10% off on the best gravity-fed filter system out there. We have a lot of other great filtration systems as well, but check out the ProPure at Infowars.com. And I'm going to take you out to the second hour with this new ad I just got yesterday that we're now premiering here for ProPure. Here it is. Sick of the globalist eugenicist control freaks adding poison to your water and laughing as you get sick and die? Start purifying your water with ProPure. My friends, I've done a lot of research, and the best gravity filter out there, bar none, is ProPure. And it's available discounted at Infowars.com. Its filters are silver impregnated to prevent bacterial growth. There's no priming required. It's NSF 42 certified. Optional fluoride filters can reduce fluoride up to 95%. Easy to set up and use. Doesn't require electricity. Purify water from lakes, streams, ponds, and wells. This filter system leaves in beneficial minerals, which is key. Save money by not buying bottled water and avoid BPA that leaches from the plastic. ProPure is the best gravity-fed filter.
All right, folks.
It's what my family
uses. You'll hear the rest of the ad running in the future. Infowars.com. Get it with promo code WATER.